Hi everyone, welcome back. We have been discussing about project scheduling. In today's session, we are going to look at the techniques around scheduling. What all different things a project manager needs to do to ensure that a project schedule remains within the time limits set by the stakeholders. Okay, so these are called schedule compression techniques, or how to ensure that the schedule is compressed to ensure that the flow of the work is smooth or activities is smooth. So here we are going to look at different schedule compression techniques, which are called, you know, project fast tracking, key features of project fast tracking, assumptions. Then another technique which is called is crashing your project. You know, how are the different features around crashing, how to plan around crashing, when to use crashing, when to use fast tracking, and benefits around the schedule tracking using these techniques. Okay, so first of all, when we frequently talk about, you know, schedule many times gets affected due to scope creep or uncontrolled changes which are introduced in the project schedule. And to accommodate, or if it is not possible for the project manager to avoid, then many times crashing or fast tracking kind of a schedule compression techniques are required to be implemented by the project manager, so that the project schedule remains within allotted time by the stakeholders. Schedule compression technique is used to shorten the duration, basically, or shorten the project or alter the project scope to work in a different flow. Okay, so overall project cost and its duration balance can be maintained. So when you talk about schedule compression, it is used to ensure that the project schedule constraint, scope, time, cost, imposed dates, and other schedule objectives are remaining within the expectations or boundaries set for the project. It is useful to control unexpected delays. Okay, if you remember, I had given a small example wherein you are hosting an event fest, and in that you plan to have a digital display outside the gate, you know, on the gates. Now this kind of a change, if it has to be implemented, then where can you put it so that your first timelines are not jeopardized? Okay, they are not affected. You don't have to wait. So it has to go simultaneously with other activities, right? So project management team may need to modify or adjust the schedule according to the changes which have been introduced into the project. Okay, so it can be a simple one task or multiple tasks which can get affected. So this mainly the goal is to make adjustment to accommodate the events while still maintaining the overall project scope. Please remember this. That is the objective of schedule compression. So these techniques are essential from project manager's point of view to meet the tighter deadlines which are set. Nowadays, the project environment has become so complex that many times many adjustments are required to be done. While these techniques are not intended for common use, they are for complex, adaptive kind of an environment wherein, you know, you have to do quick changes or you have to accommodate for unexpected changes, right? So change in a schedule is, you know, as I said, change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. It cannot be avoided. The changes are introduced in your project from the start of day one. But how you can better manage them, or how you can do that using different schedule compression techniques. So situation when the schedule compression techniques is appropriate, regardless of industry or project environment or type, is when it is necessary that a project is running behind the schedule. Okay, so it has been publicly or maybe advertised that our project is launching the product phase, beauty product, you know, on the first week of next know, first week of next month, and the packaging is not ready for the product, then what? I need to do something. The project manager needs to do something, right? So in that case, the packaging activities needs to be compressed to ensure that the product is ready at least for the launch. Okay. So necessary when the project is running behind, the milestones are missing, then schedule compression techniques are required. Okay. It is also needed when the estimated project finish date is later than the finish date required by the project stakeholder. But the same thing, you know, milestones can be in between and the finish date of the project. So launch of beauty product is a milestone which we need to achieve. But after that also, there are many more activities which are required on product. That is not a final date. That is one of the stage end milestones which you need to achieve. Okay. So situations wherein you need to compress it, the project schedule needs to be evaluated very carefully. Okay. Like, you know, let's say at a bigger scale, if I have to give an example, India has been awarded, you know, to contract to host or rather, you know, has been awarded a bid wherein, you know, India will be hosting a biggest tournament in Asia for football. I'm not saying the World Cup football, but within Asia. Football, what will happen? Now, do Indian stadiums have infrastructure for football? What all location will need to host the football matches? All this, then you need to squeeze, identify, host, do a lot of changes. I'm looking at a bigger picture now, but still in a project, you know, you have to think about, you know, let's say, you are in a hurry to introduce a product and your competitor also, you come to know that competitor is also trying to launch the similar kind of product in the market. Mainly it is applicable for mobile phones, if you must have seen. Okay. Then you are in a rush. I should launch my product before the competitor. Then I get the advantage. Otherwise, everybody else will say that it is a copy of the competitor. Right? So in this kind of situation, you need to have schedule compression used for the achieving the finish dates or phase ends. Another reason for schedule compression is when you want to intentionally shorten the duration. Due to maybe other reasons or cascading effect of a lot of changes, you know, like, you know, resources taking leaves or corona kind of situation, then you need to squeeze. Okay, effective resource utilization is also one of the reasons when, you know, you need to do schedule compression. Okay, situation when the schedule compression is appropriate, you know, we have seen that, you know, completed within shortest possible time to meet the deadlines set by the project or government. Changing circumstances in the market condition, competitors, actions which are affecting your project. Okay. Can also, you know, lead to use of schedule compression techniques. So what happens in schedule compression? Basically, this diagram which you see on the screen, you know, you do a lot of tasks in terms of schedule compression. What all things you do? You identify task which needs schedule compression. See, mainly schedule compression will work when your tasks are on critical path. Okay. You want to shorten the duration, right? So to shorten the duration, that task should be on critical path. If it is not on a critical path, then this technique is of no use. Okay, right? So identifying those tasks, arranging the task in a sequential order to identify the critical task, as I said, then classifying the dependencies, identifying the dependencies of those tasks, realigning or reconfiguring the schedule and allowing fast tracking or crashing kind of compression techniques to use. Okay, so schedule compression techniques, what we have been discussing, fast tracking and crashing, these are the main two techniques which are used or commonly used by most of the project manager, or I would say it is a common practice in project management to use fast tracking or caching to ensure that a project delivers on time. Okay, so using it on, as I said, I'll repeat, using it on non-critical activities is of no use. It has to be on a critical path, then the results can be seen. So let's first look at the project fast tracking. What do you mean by fast tracking? Fast tracking project schedule involves doing multiple things together or in one line once. Okay, if you look at the diagram in front of you, okay, fast tracking means the activities which are normally done in sequence are now done in parallel. Okay, as per PMBOK guide, okay, PMBOK is Project Management Body of Knowledge. Fast tracking is a sequence schedule compression techniques in which activities which normally are done in a sequence are performed in parallel for at least a portion of their duration. Okay, so let's quickly understand this by a simple example. Okay, so now let's look at the fast tracking schedule compression technique which we have been discussing about. Okay, now in fast tracking, as the diagram depicted, okay, you do activities in parallel. So I'm giving you a simple example here. Let's say you have a project activities which are spanning across, let's say, 30 days. I'm taking a small example here. This is your project timeline. It is spanning across 30 days. Okay, there are different activities which you need to perform. Let's say our project activities start with activity number A or activity A. Now, this activity, once finished, activity B will start. Okay, once activity B is finished, two different activities will start, that is activity number C, activity D. Okay, then activity C will have activity E and F. Activity D will have G, and only when these two are completed, okay, I will start. Okay, and then it will finish. Okay, this is a normal sequence I have just drawn just for your information, and this is project start and this is project end. Okay, right. Now in this situation, okay, now let's say we assign some numbers so that we understand. Now we have to first identify critical path in the projects. For that, first of all, let's understand the schedule. Okay, so activity A requires 2 days. Okay, activity B requires 5 days. We are tentatively saying 30 days will be required. Okay, so if you remember, we talked about finish to start, start to start dependencies between the tasks. So this is when activity A finishes, B can start. This is finish to start relationship, okay, which has been configured. Okay, once B finishes, C can start. C requires again 3 more days to finish. Once C is done, then again 5 days will be required for F, okay, and F will require 7 days. Okay, here after B, activity D will require 4 days and G will require 2 days and I will require 3 more days and the project will end. Now here, let's identify the critical path. First of all, there are different paths within the project. So what are the paths? First path is A, then B, then C, then E and I. Okay, Let's write the number names A, B, C, E, and I. Okay? Then we have another path is A, B, C, F, and I. So A, B, C, F, and I. This is another path within the project. There is another path again. Then I'm writing it down here. A, then B here. And I'm coming down to D now here. Okay. So D, G, and I. Okay, now identify how much time each of this path is requiring. A is requiring 2, B is 5, okay, C is 3, E is 5, and I is 3. I've written the numbers. Again, A 2, B 5, C 3. Now F is requiring 7, and I is 3. Now let's add these numbers and come at the final number, duration of the work which is required. So 2, 5, 3, 5, 3. That is the first path. Okay. So it becomes 13, 15, 16, 17, 18. So this is requiring 18. Okay. Then A, B, C, F, I. So 2 plus 5, 7. 7 plus 3, 10, 10 plus 7, 17, plus 3, 20. Okay, next, A, B, D, G, I. So A, 2, B, 5, D, 4, G, 2, and I, 3. Total, 9 plus 2, 11, plus 2, 13 plus 3, 16. So now, if you ask me, what is the longest duration in the project? This is the longest duration in the project. Now, if you have, there are some issues happening in the project wherein you are required to reduce. Let's say the task C, which is here, okay, instead of 3 days, this task takes 4 days. Now what will happen in this situation? Wherever there is 3 will become 4. So what will be impact on a schedule? This 20 will become 1 plus 1, 18 will become plus 1. Still, what is the critical path here? This becomes 21, this becomes 19. Still, what is the most critical path here? This one. It is still there. So how should I compress it? What should I do? Now, the project managers need to understand, are there activities which I can do in parallel? Is it possible? Can I do that somewhere? Okay. Right. Okay. So here, this is how you identify the critical path. Right. Now you have understood what is a critical path. Now let's look at the way in which you can fast track or you can do the schedule compression for your project. I hope you understand the critical path now. Okay, now let's quickly look at how you can do the compression in terms of fast tracking. Okay, so in fast tracking, what you need to do is, let me just go back to the color. Okay, this is your fast tracking timeline. Okay, there are tasks. So I have A, B, C. I'm just drawing D, these are different tasks which I have to complete. Okay, right, D, and then E. Okay, something like this. Now what you need to do here is, in fast tracking, you have to ensure that this task, both the tasks are done simultaneously. Okay, so you fast track this activity. Okay, you fast track activities in terms of they are, instead of here, they are being parallelly done. Okay, and after that, E will come into picture. Okay, let's say this activity takes 5 and this takes 4. So I still have 1 day of buffer here. You will see this time I have. Can I do utilize something about this? Yes, you can. Okay, so if there are activities which are finished to start, can I do it simultaneously? Instead of finish to start, I can change the way they are being performed from, instead of finish to start, I will do start to start. If you remember, I had done the technique which is called finish to start. So once A is finished, then B starts. But in fast tracking, what happens? A starts, B starts, and then C will start. This is called fast tracking. Okay, so the time which is there on A and B, let's say this is 3 days, it is 2 days. Okay, both activities, instead of, so total will be 5 days. So here, what am I doing? This is 3, this is 2. So my task will get completed in 3 and C can immediately start and on the day number 4. But here, in this case, the first case here, the task would have started on the 6th day. This is fast tracking. Okay, this is called fast tracking. I hope you understood this concept. Let's proceed ahead then. Okay, so we looked at graphically what is fast tracking. Now, before making activities run parallel, project manager needs to analyze all the activities to ensure that schedule is not blindly changed. As I explained to you, the critical path has to be identified, and the only activities on the critical path, you know, needs to be run in parallel. Okay, right? Fast tracking can may be necessary under certain conditions and circumstances, you know, when sequentially arranged schedule activities has to be done, you know, depending on the, you know, dependencies. I explained to you, finish to start becomes starts to start. Okay, A starts, immediately B starts. So instead of waiting for A to finish and then B to start, we will start activity number B immediately. Okay, right. So this shortens the overall project timelines and while we accomplish the shorter schedule. Okay, assumptions in fast tracking: a realistic schedule that includes all the tasks and activities, awareness of task dependencies must be completed. So what are the task dependencies? Finish to start, start to start, you know, start to finish, you know, what kind of dependencies are being set up, you know, what type of dependencies are there. Understanding goals, client requirements is also important. These assumptions, what assumptions have been taken care of, that we need to understand. Okay, and understanding about, you know, what are the best practices at project level as well as the organization within which this project is being executed needs to be done. Like, because crashing requires a lot of money, fast tracking also, you know, requires resources. So resource utilization, resource availability also needs to be checked well. Okay, so the steps in fast tracking: first, identifying goals. Now, why we need to do fast tracking? Identifying capabilities, skills, resources, are they available? Okay, examining, evaluating the project schedule, identifying dependencies, examining and adjusting the schedule, and then, you know, doing the schedule adjustment in terms of making informed decisions. Please remember this. You know, I have been talking about this, or crashing, fast tracking, or anything which is there, it is more of a decision making. What should I do? Should I ask for more budget? Should I ask for more resources? or will I be able to manage within the boundaries which are set for me? That needs to be judged by the project manager. Okay. Senses of fast tracking steps, no? Secure stakeholder acceptance or buy-in is very important. Monitoring progress or tracking the problems, potential issues which can be arising due to fast tracking. Like simple problem which can happen is here is you decide that you want to fast track. We saw example, you know, task A and B we were trying to do parallel, but the resources which are required to do task B, are they available? Okay, that we need to identify. If the resource itself is not available, fast tracking will not work. Okay, please mind that. Fast tracking schedule any risk and rewards is a powerful tool to meet project deadlines and must be used at discretion to avoid sacrificing quality. Executing activities in parallel can intensify issues, you know, and become a problem for future for different projects, you know. It when done correctly, fast tracking can help schedule and deadlines to be compressed. And benefits of fast tracking and depend on how you have structured, how it is implemented. Okay, if you do not have resources and still you are trying to fast track, won't work. Okay, if your organization doesn't allow you to use fast tracking, then it will not work. You know, the change, you have to go through the change request to do all the schedule changes. Okay, fast tracking needs coordination among project management people and handle the issues before they become barrier to the project's rapid pace. Good understanding of how each smaller assignments contribute to project's smoother or larger goals and smooth implementation of solution is critical for fast tracking. Okay. Again, fast tracking runs tasks concurrently and operational tasks run concurrently instead of sequentially. We have seen that. Okay. Decentralizing project control here. The multitude of tasks require decentralization for managerial oversight and direction. Teams have some degree of autonomy on the completing task and making decisions. Okay. Fast tracking, again, project risk management, fast tracking completion minimizes. No, many times it can introduce risk or it can minimize the risk also. So catching these errors quickly is vital for your project so that they can be catered to easily. Okay. Reputation, on-time completion enhances a firm's reputation if you adapt to fast tracking. Funds flow, earlier project completion benefits the projects in terms of revenue. So many times if there are delays, projects are slapped with, you know, penalties. You know, if you are delayed by 5 days, 10% of your fees will be deducted. Something like that can happen. You know, so if you are able to ensure that your project finishes on time, these penalties could be avoided.